Roto Grinders presents your first word in daily fantasy sports. Let's go! The Morning Grind. Stevie, TPFL, and company are here to jumpstart your analysis on today's DFS slate. Let's go! Without further ado, here's your host, Stephen Young.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's May, it's the 23rd of May, it's 2017, it's a Tuesday. We got 15 baseball games to talk about here on tonight's slate. As always, on Tuesday, my co-host, The Siege. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, not much, my friend, hanging in there. Good Monday slate. We talked about how the research was going to pay out, and I know I got on the Twins late. And working out for me. Didn't get quite as much as I wanted in my script because I was rushed for time, but it's going to be profitable, which I can't really complain about any day of the week.
I ended up playing one lineup. I never warmed up to the slate, even after almost three hours of research, writing an article. You know how you make decisions at the end of, right before lineup lock, and you're like, man, I made a bad decision. I saw the Rockies lineup. And I switched off Eichhoff and I played Hoffman instead. And I just trusted the talent. On this slate, you're just like, whatever. And I just trusted Hoffman because he's a talented young kid and just it paid off. So I played him in Greinke. I stood by my Greinke call and it's working out so far. We'll have to see how it ends up.
Yeah. I mean, what's he at now? Like 27, 28?
Yeah, 28. 5-1. So we'll have to see. He has the pitch count to pitch, nine innings in this game. I think he's only like 60-something pitches, so we'll see.
Oh, yeah, that could be a big number.
So, never know. He could go out and get shelled in this inning, but he does look good. I'm telling you, the strikeout stuff is there.
It was never a doubt about his stuff. It was the, hey, I'm not playing someone in 103-degree weather in a home run hitting park when the guy gives up home runs.
No, I don't. That was my worry.
By the way, you made fun of my Davinsky GOAT play. Davinsky the GOAT got me a beautiful 13.4 DK points for 4K.
Brad Peacock scored 23.
Yeah, well, beat Brad Peacock through the game of his life.
I don't even know if it's the game of his life. I actually think Peacock is better than people want to give
him. Okay, let me rephrase. The game of his life when he's on a 60 pitch count.
Sure. You and I were texting. We were shocked when we went out in the fifth inning. Shocked.
I got worried. But you're not. Davinsky, no, never will let me down.
I was going to be pissed. It was like 90 pitches out of nowhere for Peacock. Oh, you got to be kidding me. I would have had him like 100% owned. I would have probably scripted the slate if I knew Peacock was going to throw 90 pitches. That's
For sure. It was, Tigers got one hit. So good job us saying fade the Tigers.
All right. If you guys haven't checked out our sponsor, PlayDraft.com, make sure you guys head on over there. Check them out. It's PlayDraft.com/grinders. That way you get 100% deposit bonus up to $600. It is now 3 in a row for Team Stevie over the Siege. I know you wanted to make some adjustments for Team Siege, but another blowout. I'm going to end up probably beating you by another 30 points again.
Yeah. I got Diamondbacks. I got a shot.
Yeah, I would absolutely love Peralta and Lamb to get you back into this. Don't worry. I would be very, very happy about that.
Yeah, no, there's still got a couple innings left to go. You never know.
All right, well, let's break down this slate. 15 games. There's going to be some weather that we're going to have to ask, Kevin Roth to put on his weather cap and do what he does. He's great. He nailed the games on Monday, so, we're going to put him back to the test here. We're going to start with San Francisco at Chicago, Johnny Cueto against John Lester. We do not have wind blowing out. Isn't it nice just to say the wind's not blowing out at Wrigley Field?
By the way, you have John Lester?
Yeah, I have him on three different sites. I had checked it up too.
DraftKings is drunk then. Let me see what the price on John Lester is.
What does DraftKings have? Kyle Hendricks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that, but I see Lester everywhere.
All right, well, it's probably Lester. Lester 11-1 is viable, I would think, on this slate. Giants aren't very good against left-handed pitching. They don't always strike out a ton, but, I think Lester's interesting. He's more of a cash game play for me just because, if he lets runners on, they're going to run all over him. And it's just, he really just isn't really going to shut people up very often, but I don't hate the idea of Lester.
The thing about Lester is, on the Giants, who's going to run outside of, like, Nunez?
Panic, Arroyo.
Does Arroyo run? I didn't know if he
runs. Yeah, he can run.
I actually think Lester's pretty safe here. Like, you know, words that you and I never say, safe. I don't think he's going to go out and put up 30 fantasy points. It wouldn't shock me because, you know, we look at the Giants and they're bad. You know, they had a good game against Lackey. Didn't shock me. Lackey, I dug into his numbers even more when we got done with the podcast last night, and Lackey's really struggling, but that's for another day. Any interest here in Cueto?
No.
Yeah, like, I'm with you. You know, price is up. Tough matchup here against the Cubs. They just disappointed everybody. Like, I think you can stay away from Cueto here.
I'm just so happy I don't have to play anyone from this game. Like, I'm so fed up with having to play the Cubs every damn day. I don't like them. I don't like rostering them. It's just, this game I just want to pretend doesn't exist. Like, just going to take it off my world.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Like, I'm really happy this game is the game that we just don't have to worry about. Like, honestly, this is going to probably be like a 3-4 game. I don't see a lot of upside in this game.
There's one play, actually. I lied. There's one play. Actually, probably two, as soon as I look at his price. No, just one. Christian Arroyo, 2.9K if you need a punt. He'll bat in the top four against a lefty.
Fair enough. Justin Ruggiano might bat up too. Is he like min salary?
Yes.
Just saying.
But no.
Is he really min salary? No, he's not.
2,300.
That's pretty close though. I don't hate it. If he bats second against Lester, he'll run too.
When did Michael Morris get off on the Giants? He's been on the Giants all year.
Who?
Michael Morris?
Yeah.
I'm not playing these freaking 2,200, 2,300 San Fran bats. Have at it if you want. I guess I'll probably draw some ownership between Michael Morris and Justin Ruggiano, but I don't think you need him on this slate. But I guess if you're trying to fit Kershaw, and these are the type of guys you might need to fill in your lineup with.
Any interest in the Cubs? You said no?
No.
All right, moving on. Seattle at Washington. Christian Bregman against Joe Ross. Bregman pitched really well in his last start. I don't expect to see the same thing here.
Yeah, that's nice. He pitched well in his last start.
That's it.
Cricket.
Yeah, it's so hard to shut down Oakland Athletics. So hard.
They went out and blasted the Red Sox starter the next night. That kid, that kid you liked, Velasquez.
They did. I remember that.
But no, I think this is just you play every lefty in this game on both sides. Every single one. Just who's ever in the lineup, you play them.
I couldn't agree more. You know, looking at Seattle, like, it's Gamble and Seager. For me, like, I don't even mind like a 3-man stack. Nelson Cruz is Nelson Cruz. He always has 2 home run upside, so I don't mind him. And then, like you said, like Harper Murphy and moving on.
Yeah, you can play Zimmerman in the 3-man if you like.
I think I'm more likely to play Cruz. I don't know if I want to play Zimmerman in a first base slot. There's some good first basemen on the slate.
Yeah, but he's 1%, and he's been on fire this year. Bergman is bad, and yeah. Seattle has some bad lefties in their pen too.
I don't disagree.
It's like if you're game stacking it, right? You can kind of do it. You know, Harper, Zimmerman, Murphy, Cruz, Seager, Gamble, and you can even throw Motter in there if you wanted to. But you can game stack it if you kind of play the 3-man stuff that way.
My man Gamble. Love that guy. God, I love that guy. Moving on, Colorado at Philadelphia. Jeremy Marquis against Zach Eflin. Oh, man. Zach Eflin, so good at baseball.
Oh, man. Charlie Blackman is
elite.
You're going to see a bunch of lefties in this lineup. I project Cargo. I project Parra. I project Wolters. We'll be interested to see if they give Amarista another start. He wasn't terrible again, but we'll see. They could go back to Pat. But either way, I kind of like the lefties here against Zach Eflin. Like, finally some regression started to hit him, and I think you're going to see more of it in this spot. Like me, a lot of Rockies here.
What are we doing here with Marquis? We just watched Hoffman dominate Philadelphia. Like, what are we doing here?
I don't think you need him. He's not priced down. Like, there's other guys in this. If he was priced where, you know, like, it's 550, 500 maybe, but, like, he's at 65, 6600, and there's better names in this tier. So, for me, I won't go there. There might be some traction just because of what Hoffman did last night, but I'll probably sit and watch that one.
Yeah, looking at his numbers, like, he's not bad whatsoever. He's really decent. He doesn't have a bunch of strikeout upside. Like, Hoffman has strikeout upside. I think that's the main difference between the two guys. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to play him on the slate. I don't think he's the worst option on the slate, though. Like, I'm not going to be like – I'm not going to hate it if you like him and your research tells you to play him.
Yeah, I wouldn't hate that.
Outside, we talked about Blackman, we talked about Cargo, we talked about Colorado. What about Philly side? Anything here?
I wouldn't hate the lefties. Aaron Altair is on a tear right now, so I wouldn't mind him. So I wouldn't mind kind of a Galvis, Altair, Herrera type thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think he's good enough that not to pick on. He doesn't give up a bunch of home runs. He gives up home runs to righties, so like maybe the righties.
It's such a small sample size. I'm not gonna just say like, oh, he doesn't give up home run. Like, I'm gonna take the power bats here from Philly and kind of, you know, hitters ballpark, high total. It's basically a toss up game. I don't think anyone's gonna want to play the Phillies. I think they're kind of a low owned team, so I think that's kind of a spot I'll take.
Wait, the Phillies have power bats?
Yeah.
I'm just messing. Moving on, Kansas City at New York. Danny Duffy against Jordan Montgomery. Didn't Duffy just absolutely dominate the Yankees?
Yep, at like 4%. It was a glorious day.
He's 8,800 too. He was 8,900. He put up 36.8 DK points in that start.
So I found out right before, about like an hour before that start, that spring trading, and somehow I missed this, that they were trying the Chris Sale approach with him. You know, pitch the contact in spring training the first month of the season. And after the third start, they abandoned it. So if we look at Danny Duffy after the first three terrible starts, you suddenly realize, oh, the strikeouts came back. So for me, it's a situation where I like Duffy. I'm not sure if I need him. You know, it's kind of a spot where I'm going to kind of see what the ownership level is. Are people going to go there because he just dominated New York? Like, there's still power upside here for the Yankees. So I'm kind of going to see what the ownership is, see what the line does here. I'm not, like, committing myself to Duffy, but I don't hate the idea. But the guy I love is Jordan Montgomery. You know, 6,800. I rave about him every time he pitches. Tomorrow's Tuesday. I have a pitching primer. I'll just cut and paste my Jordan Montgomery piece from last week. Like, some things never change. Jordan Montgomery's in a great spot here. I trust him. You know, he's got one of the highest swing and strike rates on the slate. He's just been super unlucky with runners scoring. That stuff kind of regresses, no problem. And he's a big favorite against Danny Duffy in this game. It kind of tells you everything you need to know.
The thing I worry about, like, they actually hit him pretty well in Kansas City, and the BABIP was
they didn't hit him. It was all BABIP.
It was a 214 BABIP. It was not BABIP.
It was I'm telling you, like, that's bad. That's just bad. Like, it was all singles and doubles. Like, I don't know where you're getting that number, but it's a bad number. Like, I watched the start, I'm telling you, it was all just, like, single through the right side, single through the left side, single up the middle, error. Like, it was that kind of crap.
Like, I like Montgomery. I'm right there with you playing him on the spot. Royals are 29th in Team Woba against lefties this season. The only thing is their strikeout rate goes down a little bit against lefties, but you just look at it and it's just like, I think both pitchers are in play here, and I hate saying this, but I don't really love bats here, and I love usually targeting bats in Yankee Stadium.
I don't mind the Yankees righties. Like, I think they're going to be super low owned, and I get that, right? No one's going to stack them up after what Duffy just did to them. You know, starters seeing the same team two times in a row, there's a trend there that they don't pitch as well the second time around. I don't mind the Yankee stack. I don't think I'll go there myself, but I can understand it for sure.
I said it yesterday, any home run. DD is like a right-handed bat. He mashes lefties. He's a lefty-lefty killer. Like, he homered, you know, on Monday against the lefty. On the Kansas City side, I don't mind Salvador Perez. He is so locked in at the plate right now, it's ridiculous.
Yep.
But that's – I just – like, Lorenzo Cain is a career good left-handed, you know, guy that hits lefties well. He's just not hitting home runs this year, and you're going to need home runs on a 15-game slate.
Completely agree.
So I think Perez a good one-off. I don't mind catcher one-offs. And we'll move on to Minnesota at Baltimore, Irvin Santana against Dylan Bundy. Any interest here in either one of these pitchers?
No, I don't think so.
Irvin Santana started the season really well. ERA is still like 2-something, really low. He's given up 11 earned runs in out of his last 3 starts, given up 11 earned runs with giving up 0 earned runs at Cleveland. So I think it's a terrible spot for Irvin Santana. Just Irvin Santana against these power bats, and I just don't like it.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind the Baltimore stack, to be honest.
They got off to that start last night. I got super excited, and they're just like, we're not going to put up any more runs.
Yeah, you know, I mean, honestly, like, Gibson got really unlucky. Should have gotten out of that inning unscathed. Like, it should have been kind of a 5-inning, 1-run, good performance there. He got kind of very unlucky.
Dylan Bundy, a guy that, you know, we talk about every once in a while. I don't know if I necessarily want to pick on the Twins right here.
Yeah, I don't think I really have a ton of interest here in the Twins. I kind of just think there's a lot of better spots on the slate. Let's see, is there any BVP? No, so pass.
Bundy, middle of the road against righties, gives up pretty medium contact. He's a fly ball pitcher, though, going into Baltimore, or being in Baltimore. It just kind of worries me a little bit.
Fair enough.
When we're looking at the bats here, on the Twins side, like, it's Sano, Kepler, and Dozier, right?
I'm not touching him, but sure.
Kepler's the GOAT, man. Yeah, he was the only thing I liked yesterday, and it worked out.
I don't think I'm touching anybody.
Yeah, it's fair. It's definitely fair. There's 15 games you don't have to. We already said if you're going to play Baltimore, you pretty much stack them up.
Yep.
All right, let's move on. L.A. at Tampa, Matt Schumacher against Alex Cobb. I'm guessing you have zero interest in Cobb.
That's a fair take.
And what about Shu?
It's the I don't know of the slate.
It's so fair. Like, I just feel like every day, like, I want to pitch guys against Tampa and then, like, have hedge Tampa stacks because, like, they're so good or so bad. They're just – there's no in-between with this team.
26% K rate, 195 ISO. Like, pretty much does everything you need to know.
I think Shu is a good tournament play. I think he might gain some traction here for cash games. I think he's a guy you kind of want to stay away from in cash.
If he gains traction, then I'll probably walk away. This is a slate where I think there's a bunch of options. I'm probably going to take the guys who are lowest owned, unless like something really pops during like more in-depth research.
Gotcha. I'm looking at the Angels bats, and I want to pick on Alex Cobb with lefties. He's been awful against lefties since he's come back from getting hurt.
Just play that way.
I didn't even think about him. That's why I love the podcast. You always pick up on something you don't ever think of.
And he's 3,100.
And you can play him at first or third. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, he's gonna make an appearance on a bunch of teams. I can already see that now.
Calhoun's still cheap. Ooh. Calhoun is 2,800.
I mean, he's justified the salary so far.
Like, I say Alex Cobb is bad since coming back from getting hurt. He has a 403 WOBA with a 13% strikeout rate against lefties. Like, that's the type of guy I want to attack, like a Calhoun and a Valbuena. I like those calls. Those guys are cheap. Some salary relief. I like
Danny Espinosa, if he makes his cracks the lineup. Like, I could see the world in which it goes, like, in some, like, you know, third, fourth, fifth, it goes like Valbuena, Calhoun, Espinosa. I would actually tack on the Espinosa.
Oh, man. I don't hate it.
I mean, it, like, you can play if you do that, then you can play Kershaw. Like, I know. Those are the type of guys you have to play if you're playing Kershaw. Don't look at me. I didn't create the salary cap format.
Tampa bats, hedge stack life, and that's kind of it for me.
Dickerson is 4,700.
He is scorching right now. He is so hot. He hit another one on Monday. Yeah, we talked about it yesterday, and he freaking hit it.
Yeah, that's – yeah. Boy, I think if I'm building a hedge stack, I'll do it on FanDuel.
Are they cheap on FanDuel?
Corey Dickerson's not 4,700, I promise you.
Lobo has been hitting the ball too. A guy that just like has come out. I want him tested for steroids. He's not this good.
Valbuena is 800 cheaper. I'm just going to end up there.
I am as well. Let's move on. Texas at Boston. Andrew Cashner against Rick. I give up a ton of hard contact. Porcello.
All right, come on. That's a little ridiculous. Like, he's having a few bad starts. Let's calm down here.
It's not a few bad – okay, it is a few bad starts, but, man, his hard contact this season. 55 innings, 45%.
Yeah, but that's just not going to last.
He's giving up the most barrels. Like, his exit velocity is the highest.
Hard contact. Listen,
I agree. I like Porcello as a person, and I like him as a pitcher, but this is ridiculous. It's so ridiculously high.
I know. It's just –
you have to stack against him right now.
Oh, stop it. You're not stacking Texas here.
I will stack Texas. Why wouldn't you stack Texas here? On the road in Boston, why not? Against a guy that just cannot give up soft contact right now? Boston bullpen, not the best in the world. You watch Boston games, you know how bad our bullpen is.
I just don't see them scoring and getting enough home runs to win the slate. Like, I don't know. I guess I don't hate. I just want to know, is Houdini going to freaking just stifle another offense? That's why I call Andrew Cashner. I call him Houdini.
The problem is we love picking on him with lefties. And, like, God, please flip-flop Hanley and Benintendi here. Like, give us Hanley back and forth and let us play Benintendi, Moreland, and Bradley together.
No chance.
I know it won't happen, but
you can still play that three-man.
I'm going to play that three-man. Like, that's the three-man I want here. Like, Mookie Betts is always in play, but, like, I want the lefties in this spot.
You can even tack on the sand of the ocean, Sandy Leon.
Yeah, he has home run upside. I don't mind that.
Yeah. Don't hate that. Yeah, Xander's still stealing bases. He's going to hit Xander. I think I picked – I have to warn you, on a show I picked today as the day that Xander was going to hit his first home run. On Friday, I got made fun of Xander and hit a home run. And I said Tuesday against the Rangers. So take it for what's worth, listeners.
He has to hit a home run here at 4,700.
Yep, I'm calling my shot. Xander Bogaerts home run. First one of the season.
All right, Super Nintendo is in play for me at 3,900. I like that price a lot. Right?
All right. Sorry, you got it in my head now.
My bad. Jackie Bradley Jr. will probably go overlooked at 42. He's in a great spot, too.
Yeah, he's awful this year, but this time I stop stacking against Andrew Cashner, he's going to get blown up. I just keep feeling like I'm beating my head against a damn wall stacking against this guy.
Every day. I don't care. If he pitches 20 more times this season, I'm going to stack against him 20 more times. I know I'll make my money back eventually. It happened.
Just please don't do it like on a two-game base slate. Just please.
That would piss me off, too. Oh, all right. We talked about it. Anything else from this game?
Yeah, your Texas stack isn't quite as crazy as I wanted it to be.
Mazzara, Odor.
Just Mazzara's 4,800. I just can't pay that price.
Oh, my God. Well, nobody else is going to pay that price, so you'll get him low-owned.
I'll just play Mookie at Fenway for 200 more. Like, we know his massive home road splits. And after a road trip, everyone forgets. I know this year it hasn't been the case, but, like, again, if we just take his batted balls, like, at Fenway, they're just – he has so much more power upside at Fenway with that stupid short left field. By stupid, I mean awesome. So I like Mookie bats at home. I like him after road trips because people forget. So I wouldn't be just feeding Mookie bats here.
No, I don't disagree with that. Oh, Greinke threw the 8 at 92 pitches. Give me that complete game.
Come on, Trey. Don't do it to me.
All right. Where are we at?
Oh, Pittsburgh, Atlanta?
Nope. Cleveland at Cincinnati.
Okay. Cincinnati, fine.
Cleveland at Cincinnati. Carlos Carrasco against Amir Garrett. What's your interest here in Carrasco, and do you think he's going to be on a pitch count?
Scott Feldman. Sorry. What'd you say?
You totally said one pitcher from that game would dominate, and it was Feldman. Did he actually – I don't know what he ended up with.
I think he ended up with like 30-something. Hold on, I'll look. My lineup builder script ended up with 20% net lock. I was like, oh, my God, I have 20% Scott Feldman. The world's going to end. I wanted like 10%, and then about like wanting to get. I was like, just kidding.
Yeah, 30. 29.9.
Yeah, 29.9. He was the third highest scoring pitcher on the slate. Zach Greinke's in total FU mode right now. Fudge.
Yeah. All right, so Carrasco left that Tampa start. They said his pec was sore. I think he just got rocked, and they gave us an excuse. Like, Tampa destroyed him in that game.
I'm just not touching him. Like, it's a bad ballpark to begin with. Like, let's see him put a good start together before we roster him.
But isn't that the reason to take him in some tournament teams?
No. Why? Like, the guys that we have at freaking, like, free on this slate, like, are just, like, we have freaking Marquez, we talked about Harvey was coming up, Montgomery. Like, why are we going to play a guy who just, like, could be, he's blow-up prone to begin with when, like, McCullers is 300 more? Like, just pay the 300 more.
Carrasco's a guy that can get you 30 fantasy points. That's why you play him.
You know what? Fine. If he gets me 30 fantasy points, I'll applaud. I'll move on. Like, I can't play everyone. Guy's been hurt. Guy's been terrible. Go ahead and prove it to me.
How's he been terrible? He had one bad start against Tampa.
Yeah, he's hurt. And when there's Andrew Miller, they're trying to limit his pitch count. You know, easy is just they can go five and let Andrew Miller come in for two and a half innings. Forget it.
I think I'll take a shot. Amir Garrett, interest, yes, no, maybe.
File doesn't matter. So that was the Cubs. That was like, yeah. So like, I have to throw out the last start, right? Because that was the 30 miles out the dead center game against the Cubs.
Yes.
So like, you got to throw that one away, right? You know, like, poor kid, they sent him to the minor leagues to limit his innings. They bring him back up for that one. kind of think this is a sneaky spot for Garrett. Cleveland hasn't been good against left-handed pitching this year. I don't know. Do I need Garrett at 4,800 on the slate? Probably not, which is probably why I won't end up there. Like, there's a guy I like more for less. So I kind of won't end up there, but I wouldn't hate it if your researchers are like, hey, you know, Cleveland's bad against lefties. I want to roll out Garrett. He's got K upside.
You like – oh, this is going to be interesting. Can't wait to hear this take.
You know who it is?
Yeah, Mr. 60 pitches.
It's not a 60 pitch count. Whatever.
Amir Garrett at 4,800 with his strikeout ability, I think he is definitely playing tournaments, large field tournaments, the $3 or $4 20 entry max or whatever it is. Like, that's the type of guy you take a shot on a couple teams just because, like, he's under 5K and you can pretty much do whatever you want with the rest of your lineup when you play a pitcher that's under 5K.
Yeah.
You know, he had a day, did he put up 31 when he was 4,800 against Baltimore or something like that? And nobody played him, whatever. So.
Back when we thought he would let Baltimore could hit lefties.
Cleveland bats, anything stand out to you here?
Nope.
You don't like E5 against a lefty in Cincinnati?
Nope.
All right, fair enough. Cincinnati
first base is loaded, and he's just, like, clueless right now.
No, first base is definitely loaded. That's why I was asking, like, your thoughts.
I mean, he's probably terrible, right? It's E5 against a lefty at, like, 1%. Like, it's not terrible. I just can't imagine doing it.
Yeah, especially if they leave, like, hipness. Brantley can hit lefties, but, like, you're not going to get a lot of power upside up there.
It's just, like, I think I'd rather take, like, a 2% without winning or something like that before I kind of took a 1% E5.
Yeah. If they roll out this Cleveland lineup and, like, Kipnis and Brantley and all these guys stay up towards the top, like, Garrett probably going to move up my board. Cincinnati bats, is there anything here that you like against Carrasco?
I think a stack is firmly in play. If they get behind, you're going to get the bad part of the Cleveland bullpen. And you're at home, you're in the pitcher's park. Firmly, firmly, firmly in play is a 1% hedge stack. Absolutely in play.
Yeah, because if this pec injury is something and he goes out and throws 15 pitches and he's like, I'm hurt, I can't do it, like, you're going to get
a Syndergaard.
Yeah, you're going to get a bullpen game. So there's risk playing him, and, you know, there's definitely reward playing the stack against him.
Yep.
San Diego at New York, Chacin against Matt Harvey. Chacin, really good game his last time out. Very right-handed heavy team. Going to face a lot of lefties here. Fade, 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 fade.
Happy Matt Harvey Chalk Day.
I love when Matt Harvey's chalk and he's been awful.
He's 6,500. He's going to be chalk.
No, we've already had this conversation. I don't disagree with you, but the guy, he's so bad.
I mean, it's as chalky as like you can get like on a 15-game slate, it's not like he's going to be 50%, but he's going to be like 20-something, which is just outrageous.
Oh, he's gonna push 20-plus. Yeah, definitely. I don't disagree with that at all. Like we look at his underlining numbers, and nothing suggests that this guy's going to pitch better. Like, nothing.
No.
Like, that's the problem, right? Like,
coming off of Tommy John, like, it's like people can say it's not real all you want, but I see 17 walks in the last 4 starts.
Yeah, I see an 8% swinging strike rate, an 81% contact rate, a 34% hard contact rate. Like, I see home runs flying everywhere.
Shimp! Low on shimp.
Yeah. Sorry. I got like a, you know how you
3,200 for the Shimp man.
Oh, God. I feel like people are so sick of us recommending Shimp, but like, this is a good
spot. He's not done anything else other than hit home runs, but he's hit 10 of them.
Yeah, hey, you play him for his home runs. You play him for those home runs. So, outside of Shimp, is there anything else?
I wouldn't mind Solarte's press on DraftKings. Oh, man, their pricing was so good Monday. What did you guys do? Ugh, your pricing was amazing Monday, and you went back to this nonsense. Solarte's 2,700.
All right, we're starting to make a really good Kershaw team going here.
Oh, my God.
Solarte, Calhoun.
How is this like the same site that yesterday had the world's best pricing that a mineral reliever was in play on a 9-game slate?
The thing is, like, usually when a pitcher's priced down, the batters are priced up. So, Shimp is 32. Like, all the Padres are cheap. All the Padres outside of Will Myers. And Will Myers is not expensive at 4K.
Yeah. I mean, you can stack this team up with Kershaw if you want.
Don't hate that idea. Harvey has been bad. He's given up at least 3 earned runs and 5 straight starts. So
not paying the Mets prices against Chacin. I'll just lose to this stack.
I can't interest you in a Conforto one-off at, like, 5% owned.
I'll take bets for 200 more. Take Judge for 100 more against Duffy.
I don't know.
Take Trout for 700 more.
Yes. Won't the field do the same thing? And Conforto's 5%.
If the field's playing Kershaw, the field's not going to have money for Trout or any of these guys for that matter. So I don't have to pick like the suboptimal one. I can pick the one I want, which is Trout and Harper and Blackman.
Yeah, I would definitely play Harper and Blackman over Conforto.
I wonder if build a dummy lineup with Blackman, Harper, and Trout in it just so I don't forget to build one.
Anything else here? Like, you said the Mets are just so expensive. I kind of agree. I don't think they're in a bad spot by any means. Like,
we just talked about all these stacks that are underpriced. Why am I taking one that's overpriced?
Agreed.
And I actually think like we'll draw like 5%, so it's not like they're going to be 1% or anything like that.
This total is rising fast. Pittsburgh at Atlanta. Tyler Glasnow against R.A. Dickey. I'm guessing you have no interest in the pitchers here.
Oh, my God. R.A. Dickey in Atlanta against Pittsburgh. No. The answer is no.
The only thing I worry about is
Atlanta stack.
70 degrees with 80% humidity here.
Yeah, that's fine. It's humid. Great. So Dickie's going to get absolutely shelled.
God, how do we stack? The only issue is like, how do we stack Pittsburgh? Because they're just a team that like is a bunch of misfits.
You stack Atlanta with Josh Bell and you call it a day.
Is Frazier cheap?
Frazier is. No, 38.
I wish he was a little cheaper.
Like Ender and Ciarte, 3,900. Do not forget Ender and Ciarte, or you're going to be hating yourself when he gets a single, steals 2 bases, and scores, and pulls a Billy Hamilton on us.
Markakis is 35. He can run, too.
Yep.
And don't forget about Dansby Swanson.
Just going to say the same thing. Yeah. And don't forget about this kid, Johan Camargo, too. If he draw, oh, he got demoted again. Okay. Good.
Oh, and Matt Adams is 3,200 against glass now in Atlanta.
He homered on Monday. Did he really?
Yeah. Our boy texts me, our Atlanta homer. He's like, you should have just seen the ball that Matt Adams hit.
Oh, I was playing him until the stupid weather took me off. I hate weather.
Ow, I just elbowed my desk. yeah, I like Atlanta a lot here. Like, God, the DFS gods are going to hate me for saying this, but I actually think Brandon Phillips is in play too. I absolutely love Atlanta. Like, this is such an underrated stack that, like, the total's already rising in this game. We're going to see, like, we might even see 10 before first pitch.
Kurt Suzuki, too, at 3K. God, it's so easy to fish Kershaw. This is annoying.
We still haven't got to the best game of the night yet, so we'll keep moving on. Toronto at Milwaukee. Joseph Bagini against Jimmy Nelson. All right, go ahead so I can counteract you with 60 pitches.
He's not throwing 60 pitches. Why is he going to throw 60 pitches? He threw 70 and 70. And they said his pitch limit's off. And he only threw 70 in the Atlanta start because he got shelled by the lefties in Atlanta. Like every other
right. He hasn't thrown more than 68 pitches this season.
Yeah, he was starting in the bullpen role. They've been working up his arm strength. They said there's no limit. He was going to throw 80, but he got shelled. You know, he probably threw some on the side. He's going to throw 85 to 90. He's 4,600. Like, you don't have to worry about the pitch count with him anymore. That's not your problem. You know, the Brewers strike out a ton. That's good. Can the Brewers hit some home runs? Sure, they can. But Pagnani can also strike out 6 or 7 and go 5 innings for 4,600.
Oh, gosh. I just worry about the pitch count. That's all.
What pitch count? Why are you worried? They already came out and said he's not on pitch count.
More than 70 pitches in a start this season. That's why I'm worried.
He's thrown 4 starts after starting the season in the bullpen. What do you expect him to do?
Throw 70 pitches like he has been doing?
They're eventually going to let him throw more than 70.
Are they?
Why wouldn't they? They want him to be a starter. He was a starter in their minor leagues.
All right, well, you're going to have to send me that DM where you see the pitch count is off.
It's right here. His pitch count won't be limited anymore in upcoming starts. And it will be intriguing to see how Bagnani performs with that additional work.
All right.
If you want to play Amir Garifai over him, by all means. I totally get it, right? You know, this Brewers offense is hot. And if you started playing anything resembling 20%, Joe, I would build a Brewers hedge stack. I'm not disputing that. But, like, he's the better player. I guess he's not the better player. He's in the better situation, I think, against the Brewers. Just they're still a little injured. There's still a lot of strikeouts in this lineup. You know, I feel better about that spot. Now, do I need either one at this point with all this value? Maybe not. But that's the guy I would rather go with.
Fair enough.
The boy's out there for the top of the ninth, by the way.
And he just got a strikeout. Don't worry. Just tell me I was right. That's all I want to know.
I didn't say he had no ceiling.
Oh, 8 2/3. Going to get that complete game.
I didn't say he didn't have a ceiling. I just said I don't play pitchers in 103 degree heat.
Listen, I hated this slate. At least I got two things right. Zach Greinke and Max Kepler.
And Peacock, you actually got three. Give yourself credit.
No, I'm not giving myself credit. I said I'm not playing because I thought he was going to throw 40 to 60 pitches, and he threw freaking 68 and put up way too many fantasy points.
He's like the fourth highest starter scoring.
Of course he is. He's probably the highest point per dollar on the play on the slate.
It's close. Yeah, he probably is.
So tilting. All right. Jimmy Nelson, any interest here?
No.
All right. Toronto Bats, what are you looking at here?
Ezekiel Carrera one-off. Words I thought I'd never say out of my mouth.
If you're playing on fantasy draft, like, you're playing 5 first basemans today. You better play 5 first basemans today if you're playing on fantasy draft.
Yeah, I mean, Ezekiel Carrera, though, is 3,100 against Jimmy Nelson. We know can't hold on anybody.
And he struggles more against lefties than righties, so yes.
Yeah. And he's been walking a fair amount, so like it's just kind of a spot where he's going to run. Maybe more of a cash game play than a tournament play, but I do like it.
Did Morales get hurt over the weekend? No. I don't
know why he's on. Uh-oh.
If they pull him, I'd be pissed.
Uh-oh. Live sweat here. So I've got the game up. I don't know if Stevie does on his screen.
I do. Oh,
there it is. He's gone. Yes.
Yeah.
Karma.
I'm so mad about what Greinke did tonight. Let me tell you.
Karma.
And it looks like I don't want to jinx it. So I'll wait a second, but 38.5 win incoming. I'll take 40 from Greinke. No problem.
That's fine. You definitely got him right. Just I didn't want the complete game shutout.
Well, he wasn't going to get a shutout. He gave up a home run. Did you see the pitch he gave up a home run on? He threw a curveball at the dude's knee, and the guy turned on and hit it over the fence.
It was pretty impressive.
Yeah. All right. Back to breaking down Tuesday slate. Blue Jays bats. You said Carrera. God, I just wish Morales and Smoke weren't first base. I like them a lot in this spot. I just don't see myself playing them. Eric Thames left the game Sunday with a leg cramp. We'll have to see what this lineup looks like. Isn't Ryan Braun back too?
Yeah, he is.
So you're gonna get, you know, either a really good Brewers lineup or a really bad Brewers lineup here.
Yep, absolutely.
God, like Thames, Braun, Shaw would be the way that I would attack the Brewers here.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
I'm running out of paper because there's just so many good spots today.
Yeah, you like a lot more spots than I do. I'm not really wild about a whole lot. So
my
far.
Two favorite spots we haven't even talked about yet. That's what's crazy.
Two favorite spots. Okay. I know one of them. What the hell's the second?
Detroit at Houston. Jordan, I can't get anybody out. Zimmerman against Lance McCullers. McCullers in a great spot here. We just saw right-handed pitchers against Detroit. You know, there's upside in that matchup.
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, Jordan Zimmerman's awful. So feel free to stack Houston up every which way. And they're not priced to the roof for some reason, which is nice.
And they kind of disappointed yesterday. You know, we talked about them, you know, already on the slate, you know, the 8.5 total. McCullers is a massive favorite here. He's, you know, and the implied team total is ridiculously high. Like, this is it's a really good spot for Houston. Yeah, I really like the Houston stack a lot.
Yep, I think it's fine. I'm not sure if I'm going to – if it's sneaky, like if Red Sox are going to be chalk over it, then I like it more. If it's going to be chalk over Red Sox, I probably like Red Sox more.
Fair enough. Any Tigers bats that you want here against McCullers?
No.
I agree. Moving on, hate to go fast, but that's kind of where we're at on that game. White Sox at Arizona, Dylan Covey against Patrick Corbin. Ding, ding, ding. Best spot on the slate.
White Sox, right? I'm kidding. Of course, kidding. Arizona, mega chalk here. No reason to avoid it. Kobe's terrible. Roof scheduled to be open again. They trolled us, said it was going to be closed. Then it was open again. So I'm going to assume that the website's right. It's going to stay open. 103 degrees. These guys are bad when it's not 103 degrees out. At a hitter's ballpark with the ball just flying out of there. If Daniel Descalso can hit one in the dead center, that's all I need to know. Ball's flying.
And, like, all right, so we're looking at the stack, Peralta, Goldschmidt, Lamb. If Tomas is back in the lineup, definitely in play, the home run upside there. And then Drury is the other guy that I'm looking at. When you look at Covey, 16.2 innings against righties since being called up, 23 earned runs, 8 home runs, a 2.46 whip, 11% strikeout. So do not forget the righties when you're stacking the Arizona team tonight.
Yeah, don't forget Brandon Drury.
Yeah, do not do that. Like, and I think Drury would be a guy that people leave off their stack. I think you leave off Blanco and play Drury instead.
The fade Yasmani Tomas train has been working very well for me. I probably will stick right on that one.
You might be fine because he probably – I don't know if he's going to be back in the lineup or not.
Oh, I thought he just got a day off.
Did they say that's what it was?
What it says here, but I don't know if it's true or not.
That's weird because he's finally started to hit the ball. Like I think he had like a 5, 6, 7 game hit streak going. Like I find it weird that they give him a day off when he finally starts hitting the ball. But
yeah, for sure.
White Sox lefty. We like targeting the White Sox against lefties. Is there anything that you like here in this ballpark?
I don't mind Frazier. I don't mind Tim Anderson. Oh, never mind. That price is insane.
Is Garcia still like extremely cheap?
No.
They finally priced him up?
Yeah.
Good. Good.
But Herdman under 30, it's only 3,600. I don't mind him.
All right. Oh, God. My lineup's page crashed, so we're going to have to stall here for a second.
Yeah. Stop.
Right?
Stop.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. Arizona, great spot. You know, that's the best game on the slate. I know we talked about a bunch of spots, but by far the best spot. Miami at Oakland, Jose Arena against Jesse Hahn. Any interest in the pitchers here?
No.
What about the bats?
Chris Davis with a K.
That's kind of it, right?
Yeah, Oakland doesn't really have any lefties that like are going to take advantage of Arena.
Jesse Hahn's given up one home run in 55 innings against righties since the start of last year.
Yeah. I remember we like to take lefties against Arena too, but there just aren't any, so.
Matt Joyce bats second. Is he free still?
No, not really.
Yeah, so there's just better options in the slate. This is a game I feel very comfortable just saying, okay, moving on.
All right, I agree. Let's move on.
St. Louis at L.A., Lance Lynn against Clayton Kershaw. The thing that I love about doing the podcast and, you know, getting a first look at the slate is we talked about it a little bit, and you had me convinced that Kershaw might not be a good play because I'd have to sacrifice some stuff, but, like, there's a lot of value to be able to get Kershaw in, and I think I'll be fine.
I still don't think he's that good of a play. Like, as much as we talked about the value on the – like, where do we talk about value? Like, Angels and Padres?
Solarte. Like, there was a bunch of guys that were cheap.
Yeah, but there wasn't, like this, like, oh, my God, like, the world's coming to an end value. It was just, like, good value. It wasn't, you know, like, anything crazy or anything. Like, you know, like, I just – he's nowhere near the best option on the slate. Like, he's nowhere near the best value, point per dollar. Like, he's just not – you know, Duffy is $4,800 cheaper than him. That's ridiculous. You know, Montgomery is like half the price. Like, sorry, Montgomery is not like worthy of half the price of Clayton Kershaw. He has a higher swing and strike rate, for goodness sakes. You know, Matt Harvey's at 65. Like, if they're going to price all the pitchers down and they're going to leave Kershaw at 13.4, then I'm just going to take all the price down pitchers.
Enough.
Like, of course it's Clayton Kershaw, right? But he hasn't exactly like been the Clayton Kershaw, you know, oh, I can lock in 30 fantasy points. Like, he's gone over 30 fantasy points 4 out of 8. Like, it's not like an automatic, and it's not like there hasn't been the 35 to 40 fantasy point. Like, Greinke's performance today is better than anything Kershaw's put up all season.
What was that? Greinke was a great play today, 42.5.
No one said he didn't have upside.
I just like busting your balls. That's all. You know.
I mean, I'd like to thank the Arizona for telling me they were going to close the roof. I actually ended up with 25% Greinke because I thought they were going to close the roof, and then they didn't, and I was not happy.
You know what's really tilting? Archie Bradley came in, threw one pitch, got a ground ball, and ended the game.
Perfect. Fine by me.
Whatever. Clayton Kershaw is Clayton Kershaw. Like, you know, we can say whatever we want to say about Clayton Kershaw. He is the best pitcher in baseball. Bar none, but like you said, we play a salary cap game. If you're playing play draft, you take Kershaw number one every time.
Yep, absolutely.
I'm guessing you don't have any interest in Lance Lynn.
I don't.
Lance Lynn, since coming back from injury, has a 408 wOBA with a 36.5% hard contact rate against lefties. Yeah, I'm a Dodger homer. I'm not even a homer because, like, I obviously live in Florida, but, like, I stack the Dodgers more than everybody, and I don't think I can stack them on the slate.
Yeah, I don't think you can, but, I mean, certainly it's certainly a good spot.
Like, I do not hate a Jock Peterson one-off at 3,400 against a guy that's been giving up a ton of hard contact with a low strikeout rate.
Yeah, I get it, for sure.
And he finally hit a home run over the weekend. been a while.
That's always a good start.
And I was mad. I couldn't get my phone to work to send out my hashtag Jock Jams. So I was kind of disappointed. So, all right. I'm guessing you're not playing any Cardinals.
No.
We need to talk about that really quick, though. Cardinals all under 2K on FanDuel. All of them. 1,500, 1,600. Still fading, right?
I mean, the pricing over there is so soft. I can't imagine I need them.
That's the problem, right? Like, if they priced everybody up and it did that, it'd be different. But, like, you're getting Drury at 2,600. You're getting David Peralta at 33. Like, you're getting Arizona kind of cheap outside of Goldschmidt and Lamb. So, like, I don't think you need it.
Yeah, agreed.
All right, I'm going to play some Home Run Derby, and then we're going
to
get it out of here.
Before that, we're going to say congrats to our boy, STL Cards. Took down the 300K.
I was going to end the show on that, but it was fun.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know you had it up.
I did. You know, congratulations to him taking down 50K, and congratulations to Jay Knuckles, one of our listeners and one of your subscribers in the package. He took down 10K, finished fourth place, so congratulations to those guys. So, hey, you know, paying that, what, $5 or $4 or $3 for your package for the day paid off for him.
It's not bad.
And the screenshots are starting to roll in, so I guess the podcast was okay yesterday.
Yeah, I guess we did okay.
Oh, the arcade mode suggestion of Max Kepler, I'm sure, is why we're getting all these arcade tweets.
Oh, yeah, because we said play Max Kepler in the arcade.
Yeah, I was like, he's so cheap.
That's right. And he was like 9%, and he went off.
He scored 90 points. And he was 9% owned. Oh, yes. The edge is still real. All right, let's play some Home Run Derby. You went first yesterday, so I get to bat first today. A million good spots. I want to go off the board. I hate going chalk in this. Let's see. Is Josh Reddick chalk?
You can have Josh Reddick.
I'll take Reddick.
I'm playing chalk. You can have it. I'm taking Black Goat.
All right, I'll let you have Blackman.
All right, and then I'm gonna make you use the veto on Lamb.
All right, I'll let you have Lamb. All right. Oh, if you're gonna play chalk, I'm just gonna let you have it. Whatever.
The problem is if you're playing Kershaw, no one's playing these bats.
I'm going to go Ryan Schimpf. And okay. Josh Bell.
You prick. I'm not letting you have that.
I'm a good Paul Goldschmidt.
All right. I'm going to take Luis Valbuena.
I'll let you have it. I like it. You're only non-chalk call, so I'll let you have it.
I took two chalk and one not. What's your? And they're not going to be chalky. It's a 15-game slate, and half the people are paying up for damn Kershaw.
We do need to, you know, let's just mention that one more time. It is a 15-game slate. Do not worry about ownership percentages on the slate. When you open it up and you're like, man, Arizona's like 15% owned, you're like, why? And it's because it's a 15-game slate.
Yep.
And it's a 15-game slate with Kershaw. Enough said.
Yep.
All right, we're going to get out of here. If you guys haven't checked out the MLB package over there on the Daily Marketplace with the Siege, the screenshots are rolling in. So there was definitely something going right there today. Make sure you guys check that out. It's over there in the Marketplace. We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck in your contest. And if you have not checked out our sponsor, PlayDraft.com, make sure you guys head on over there, check them out. Feel free to send me a challenge. I'm always down to do some play drafts. So PlayDraft.com/grinders. We'll see you guys on Wednesday. Good luck.
Bankroll management might not be the sexiest part of daily fantasy, but it's an important one. And that's why we've launched the DFS Analyzer. DFS Analyzer will help you easily track your results and then use them to your advantage. Just upload your contest history, and in seconds, DFS Analyzer will show you winnings, ROI, records by sport, contest type, and more. Don't just view your results, analyze them and gain an edge. Try our free DFS Analyzer tool, become a smarter, more process-oriented, hopefully more profitable DFS player.